The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Kamala is in. The election went from drool runnings to cool runnings faster than a female cop can fumble her firearm. Move over, RFK. This November, we've got a new throat goat, and apparently her headshots don't miss. Kamala Harris, or as we call her, War Hawk Tua, the half-black, half-Indian parents met at a 7-Eleven robbery, is officially the Democratic nominee. Surely the Dems, the party that calls Trump the end of democracy, surely they allowed the voters to choose Kamala, right? What? No? Wait, there's no right to choose? Guys, this is a presidential election, not a woman's body in Oklahoma. Now, I don't want to seem like a flat-earthing, dinosaur-denying, believe-all-women conspiracy theorist, but it kind of feels like the Democrats dragged Biden's lifeless corpse through the campaign long enough to avoid a primary so they could place whoever they wanted as the nominee. And that's about as democratic as North Korea's Got Talent. Sidebar, last year's winner, Ching Chong Chestnut, ate 46 rats. Congratulations, Ching Chong. That's a lot of rats. We'll look forward to seeing how many you eat next year. What I'm saying is they used a vegetable to install a plant. And honestly, we would have been happier with a fruit. But the reality is it doesn't matter. Last week, Trump became invincible. Literally. He was leading before, and now he's number one with a bullet. At this point, if the Dems wanted to beat Thrifty Cent, they'd have to run George Washington, and Kamala could work for him. Paid. Paid. Now, why is Trump invincible? Because he has the power of Hulkamania, obviously, brother, with a hard R. And also, because this pimple-lipped, pug-faced incel, we'll call him a trench bulldog, tried to make Trump's brain public domain. Fortunately, even a bullet couldn't make Donald open-minded. Now, getting a shot off at the president must be an incredibly difficult thing to accomplish. I mean, not as difficult as finding binoculars to fit his eyes. Jesus, he looks like the sloth from Ice Age. But he must have designed a pretty ingenious plot to circumvent the Secret Service and oh, what's that? Wait, you're saying that Herbie Potter was just walking around with a loaded gun like he was on an Alex Finder? He propped it up on a building that had cops in it, positioned himself on the roof with a perfect sight line to the president, and no one did anything? This Mickey Mouse security detail was so goofy it made Donald duck. Oh, boy. Who's in charge of the Secret Service? A lady? Wait, what? Seriously? Well, of course she didn't have anyone on top of the building. Women only care about shots on a roof when there's a pool party. Now, I don't want to seem like a Bigfoot tracking, moon landing denying Jews don't control the weather conspiracy theorist, but it doesn't exactly feel like a 20-year-old fetal alcohol face McLovin should be able to infiltrate the most advanced security detail in history. I mean, the only other thing he's penetrated was his palm. Did Kim Cheadle hire her? This just doesn't feel right. And that's the problem. Nothing feels right. We have officially entered the post-truth age. We can't trust the media. We can't trust the government. We can't trust the pharmaceutical industry. We can't even trust the food we eat. So who can you trust? Me. Your good friend, Schulze. This episode has been brought to you by Pfizer. There is no promo code. There's nothing to fill out. They're already inside you. But before we bitch, whine, and complain, just remember, like it or not, this is what we asked for. We wanted fast content that makes us feel good. We want politicians who lie to us. We want sugary food to fill us up and pills to slim us down. We don't want what's good for us. We want what's convenient. So we made our bed. Might as well get comfy. Sleep tight.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host. This evening, we've got so much great news to cover over the course of the next 4 hours that we will be together. I will be hosting the Alex Jones Show as well as Sunday Night Live, as I usually do. Alex will be back in studio tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time, so make sure that you stay tuned for that. So we have one break coming up for 1 minute in 20 seconds. Please open up a new tab. Pull up on your phone, InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. That's DrJonesNaturals.com. And be the reason that we are still on the air. Stay tuned for more on the other side of this 1 minute break.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to The Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the duration of the evening. We will be on air together for the next 4 hours. We'll do 2 or 3 hours of news followed by your phone calls for sure. Sunday night calls are among my favorite because I'm so used to doing morning shows or filling in during the day, but the nighttime callers, it's a whole different vibe. It's like some Art Bell material from the old Coast to Coast days or something like that. Well, I don't even know where to begin because this weekend has just been a litany of Satanism and globalism. And it occurred to me as I was watching the opening ceremony of the Olympics that there's nothing really more globalist than the Olympics. By definition, it's this idea that all the nations will come together for this good sportsmanship competition and see which nations are the best at different athletic events. And it's going to be this symbol of peace and harmony and our ability to communicate and interact with each other and how it's all one species and it's all one world. And it's just this harmonious thing where we can compete and be friends at the end. And we hand out these little medallions, these little medals, and we pat each other on the back and we talk about the different athletes and their accomplishments and remark on the records of the past and show clips of years and years ago and compare the performance of the figure skaters of this year versus the figure skaters of the Olympics in the 1930s, and wow, how far have athletes come over the course of the last 100 years? But when push comes to shove, if you actually analyze the Olympics, and I'm not opposed to international teams coming together and competing, but it really is just, it's this excuse that nations make to tax the snot out of their people, to have a lottery, somewhat of a lottery process. I know it's selected by committee as to which city, which country is going to host the Olympics. And then it's a massive influx of tourist dollars into that city. And all these athletes come, and it's an excuse for these governments to spend millions upon millions. If not, I wouldn't even be surprised if not by now, over $1 billion on these events. And we know that all of the government spending throughout the entire world, whether it's in the United States or in other countries, is riddled with money laundering and corruption and conspiracy to just engage in nepotism, one form or another. They get together and they do these bizarre opening ceremonies, and they've just gotten weirder and weirder. I'm going to show you a couple of them. But even in 2012, this is clip number 4. Even in 2012, it was almost as if they were predicting the COVID pandemic with this opening ceremony. So this isn't the first time that we've seen a macabre, satanic opening ceremony for the Olympics. Let's look at what happened in 2012.
Scary demons spreading like a virus. Zombie-like healthcare workers. Terrified children. NHS. Why all the subliminal messages during the closing ceremony about anger, death, rage, and the end of the world? Can anybody please explain to us what any of this has to do with sports? With the Olympic Games? Who could have known back then that their so-called artistic show was actually an appalling glimpse into our future? We can never say we didn't know. We were warned all along, just like they've already warned us about the next outbreak.
You know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time.
Basically, the so-called COVID-19
pandemic. Okay, we can pull out. You guys got the point. There's been bizarre stuff going on. The crew was telling me that back in 1992, there was some bizarre Olympic opening ceremony, too, that was much like a pandemic theme. But why can't we just do it like Russia? Russia did it better. I want to show you what an opening ceremony could look like, something that reflects respectfully one's own culture in a way that it pays homage to one's own culture while inviting and welcoming and celebrating these other countries coming and visiting, but still being proud of your own national identity, still being proud to be whatever country you come from. So if we had an American Olympics, we would have something that would really reflect what it means to be American in a way that is proud, but also welcoming and exciting and celebratory instead of this globalist, dystopian, apocalyptic garbage that we've seen where they mock religion and then they try to walk it back. We'll talk a little bit about that by saying, oh, it wasn't the Last Supper. It was another painting that was from 18 years after the Last Supper was painted. Just baloney. But let's look at how Russia did it. This is 62. I swear, the more I see from Russia, the more I just hope they invade all of Europe. What problem does Europe have that wouldn't be solved by a Russian occupation? I'd rather see it occupied by Orthodox Russians than radical Islamists.
Андрей Болконский из сердца Наташи.
Князь Андрей с учтивым и низким поклоном подошел к Наташе. Он предложил ей тур вальса. То замирающее выражение лица Наташи, готовой на отчаяние и восторг, вдруг осветилось счастливой, благодарной, детской улыбкой. Кажется, что это случилось вчера. Кажется, что это случилось с нами.
Несчастный Пьер отходит в сторону, не в силах противиться.
And I know this is a longer clip. It's just a couple of minutes, but it warrants it. It's truly beautiful. These are masters of their craft who have trained their entire lives to learn how to do something incredibly difficult with an incredible degree of perfection. This is the definition of self-actualization. When you identify what it is that you're meant to do, you dedicate your life to it, and you do it at such an astounding level that it inspires something in every single human all over the world, instead of this macabre crap with Baphomet and some goat dude in front of the Last Supper celebrating transgenderism, celebrating obesity, all that which is unhealthy, all of that cultural erosion that has been the predecessor of every collapse of every major civilization so far as we have documented in written human history. And I suspect that we might have had great civilizations that aren't even written about in written history as we know it from thousands of years ago that destroyed themselves. But cultural decadence is the foreshadowing of total collapse. Even Tacitus wrote about this. I believe it was Tacitus wrote about this. He was in Rome and he was saying, look, these Germans are going to be a real problem for us. This is an ancient Rome because they're just married to one person their entire lives. They're dedicated to their families. They have values. And Rome has become hedonistic. Rome has become decadent. All we care about is debauchery and orgies and wine and our false gods. And he wrote about it. And I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he wrote about this in his history, Tacitus. I had to read about it in my ancient civilization course in college. And he saw it coming. And the same thing happened in the 1920s in Berlin, in the Weimar Republic. During the Roaring Twenties, happened in the United States too. There was this decadence. It was all this drinking and this elite class that could just totally transcend all of the laws and drink as much alcohol as they wanted, even though it was prohibition. And they were just engaged in this debauchery like something out of F. Scott Fitzgerald novel. And then it immediately leads to this collapse in 1929. Everybody's jumping out of buildings, committing suicide. Alcoholism is rampant then because it's the Great Depression. I think it was the 1930s, maybe it was earlier, that the Big Blue Book was written, the Alcoholics Anonymous book. There's certainly stories in it from all the way far back into the 30s. And then this total collapse, what does it always end up leading to? Regardless of the civilization? Well, it almost always leads to, if not every single time, incredible violence at unprecedented scales. Whether it's World War I, whether it's World War II, whether it's World War III, which is coming right up, which is all, whether it's all the wars that Rome was involved in during its collapse, it's a level of desperation akin to that which we are witnessing right now from the mainstream corporate media as it dies, as it has become decadent and given up all of its values, its journalistic integrity. It has seen its own death. It is diagnosed with a terminal illness of apathy among all listeners and members of the audience who don't tune in to these mainstream media networks anymore, who don't read these mainstream articles anymore because they're boring and they're lies. I mean, the only reason anybody actually reads the news, there's two reasons that anyone actually reads mainstream news or views mainstream television. One reason is that they're brainwashed, and so they just eat it up as fuel for their psychological mental illness, similar to how the transgender people insist that you use their pronouns. These people want to insist that reality, that lies reaffirm their false reality. So they just love consuming this news that lies to them and just pivots and gives them all the talking points they need to be comfortable in their preconceived notions about the nature of the universe and our political climate today. So one reason is to sustain your brainwashing. And the other reason is so you can be aware of what the deep state is trying to say to you or what the deep state wants you to believe. I mean, I've got a lot of articles on the desk right now that are analyzing mainstream media articles or mainstream media networks and what they've said and what they're reporting, not because we're trying to stay brainwashed by the mainstream media or not because we endorse or condone the reporting from these outlets, but because we are trying to analyze what the globalists, what the deep state wants us to believe or is trying to gaslight us into believing or is trying to manipulate us into believing. And so while Europe goes up there under its new European Union, which might as well be Eurasia from 1984, it makes a mockery not only of Christianity by mimicking the Last Supper. And they'll tell you that it's not the Last Supper. They'll tell you that it's some other painting. Guys, will you look it up? It's something feast. Feast of the gods or something like that, I think is the name of the painting. They're saying that. I don't know if it's Dionysus or not. I don't think so, because I don't think Dionysus had goat legs like he did in this painting. I think it's called Feast of the Gods, if you Google it. And it was painted 15 years or so, I think 15 to 18 years after the Last Supper. So I think it was inspired by the Last Supper. But not only are they making fun of our monotheistic Christian Western culture values and making a mockery of it by taking all that which is immoral and then implanting it on the medium that is our culture's art, But they've made a mockery of the Renaissance itself, because it's not just about going after God. It's not just about mocking Jesus Christ or going after faith. It's about going after Western culture itself, reason itself, which is why they have to attack the Renaissance, these Enlightenment values. It was the rebirth of civilization after the Dark Ages, after the Middle Ages, after bubonic plague, slaughter after slaughter, crusade after crusade, and tyranny by Catholicism after tyranny by Catholicism. Not to mention the tyranny of the Moors as well, who rightfully were driven out of Spain. But it was a rebirth of freedom of speech, of freedom of thought, of science as it was meant to be, not this cult that it has become. And astounding discoveries were made, inventions. I mean, think of the Benjamin Franklins and the Leonardo da Vinci's and the Sir Isaac Newton's and the Michelangelo's and the Raphael's and the Donatello's. And it goes into the 18th century and even into the 19th century some with the Rachmaninoff's, the Tolstoy's. And they hate that which is brilliant, that which celebrates the individual, that which holds humankind in high esteem, but not as high esteem of God as God. It's not this Tower of Babel thing. It's not this arrogance thing that the left has where they see themselves as gods. It's this celebration of humanity in appreciation of God. Like, wow, it is so amazing that God made people who are capable of accomplishing this. God is so good for this creation, we human beings, and what we are capable of doing if we set our hearts to something good and true and right and just. So they simultaneously come out and they berate Christianity and all of its values, but they berate Western culture too. And the Renaissance, and Enlightenment, because Enlightenment, after all, was all about being able to think for oneself. It was all about freedom of speech, freedom of thought, the very values that are embedded in our Declaration of Independence, the very rights that are protected by the Constitution of the United States of America, namely the Bill of Rights. They want to erode all of that, tear it all down as much as possible, so that they can pick up the pieces and rebuild some new world order that, instead of looking like the Sistine Chapel, will look like a Picasso or distorted Mr. Potato Head in all of its ugliness. And one of the ways they do that is migration. They open up the borders of all these countries. It happened in Europe. The European Union is the test case for this. Say, all right, we're going to get together. We're going to have these international policies where every country that's a member of the European Union is going to agree to accept a minimum quota of refugees and migrants, namely from Africa or Middle Eastern countries, which are war-torn for reasons. And what this is going to do is it's going to dilute the quality of our culture, weakening it, dividing people against each other, raising strife, raising demand for government programs, and then that's when we can go in and enact policies to seize total control. I mean, have you ever tried to give a three-year-old a glass of orange juice that you fill halfway up with water because you're running low and you don't want to go to the grocery store? Have you ever seen the look on their face? That's exactly what they're doing to the American culture. It's exactly what they're doing to the culture in Europe, which was the culture behind the Renaissance, by the way. They've watered it. And it's not a racist thing. I mean, these are people that are, they're bad people. They're low IQ. They're uneducated and they refuse to assimilate. They're just invading to exploit, like the Vikings. At least the Vikings had some shred of dignity. But they're trying to water it all down. And at the same time that this is happening, we have a vice presidential candidate who is at least misleading. Presidential candidate who's the current vice president, who is at least misleading the American people about the nature of her racial background for the sake of exploiting that for political purposes. Keep in mind, she's just as much Indian as she is black. I believe that her father was Jamaican and that her mother was Indian. So she's half black. She's not African-American at all. It's from Jamaica. But now she's coming out and telling us that we have to have the courage to stand up against terms like radical Islamic terrorism. We have to courage. We have to have the courage to stand up against things like the term illegal alien. And why is it that radical extremist Islamic terrorism came up just before, juxtaposed, and in the context of illegal immigration? Well, it's because the illegal immigration is how you get the terrorists in the country. But we have to have the courage to stand up against such hateful rhetoric. Let's run this clip 56. Kamala Harris talking about the courage to object to radical Islam.
You must have the courage to object when they use that term, radical Islamic terrorism, which ignores how Muslims have overwhelmingly been the greatest victims of terror. And we must.
Well, you know what she's going to do, right? First thing she does, if she's president of the United States of America, is she's going to provide an expedient path to citizenship for everyone who is here illegally and everyone who comes in the future. And it's just going to ramp up and accelerate the invasion of our country by people from God knows where doing God knows what to American people, to each other. And they're running away from these places that are worse than America, all while our own leftist leaders tell us that America and Western culture is so bad, all while the Olympics and their globalist elite class make so-called art that just degenerates Christianity and Western culture itself. Why is it that everybody wants to come here if it sucks so bad? Why is it that nobody leaves if everywhere else is supposedly better in the first place? And it's fine if people want to come to America. That's not the issue. The issue is that when they come, they're not assimilating. It used to be that when people immigrated to the United States of America, they learned the damn language, they got a job or started a business, they sent their kids to school, and they adopted American values. They practiced whatever religion they wanted. They maintained some of their traditions, namely cuisine and maybe a Yule log. But other than that, they were Americans, and they voted in our elections for American leaders, and they fought in our wars for American interests, but no more. Now they're just invading us, all while Senator Elizabeth Warren in clip 55 reaffirms that Kamala Harris is going to allow the invaders to just become citizens, something akin to late stage Rome.
Resources in the states and cities that are supporting migrants. And I believe we need to create a pathway to citizenship. All of that is a part of what we need to do for comprehensive immigration reform. Kamala Harris will work with Congress and get that done.
So there you have it. Even their own party's admitting that they're just going to grant the invader citizenship. Can you imagine if Volodymyr Zelensky came out and said that he was just going to grant all of the Russian invaders Ukrainian citizenship? I mean, frankly, the United States of America has been invaded by more people in the last 3 years than Ukraine, right? You realize that. You realize that we've experienced a nonviolent, mostly peaceful invasion. Yeah, we're sending $63 billion to Ukraine on Hitler's birthday, and we're doing absolutely nothing for the border. We're going to get more into Kamala Harris's history as the borders are on the other side. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. And invest in your health while investing in the fight against the New World Order.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident. Find out whose chef it was tonight at 10.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there? No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Just make sure you get her steak by noon.
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Are you enjoying the view of my Michael? I mean, Michelle.
Understand. Her name is not Michelle, it's...
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world, enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
You know, it's crazy when you watch clips like that, because not only are they cool and stylish and neat in their dystopian perspective of the world, it's almost like something you would see in The Matrix or something like that. But it's fascinating to watch videos like that because it turns out it's all true. It turns out movies like Children of Men or The Matrix or 1984 or books like Brave New World all seem to be coming to pass, at least in major, substantial ways. And we're getting into this in the last segment about how the Olympics is like a metaphor or a symbol. It's just another avenue for globalism. The whole thing is propping up globalism as a concept or a philosophy while simultaneously eroding the notions of national sovereignty, debasing our religious freedom, insulting Christianity, and annihilating the concept of the Renaissance. I mean, the party, the philosophy, the power structure behind the mass genocide that is abortion would hate anything like a rebirth. They don't even want you born the first time. And now we know that part of this strategy, a key part of the globalist strategy, is to water down Western culture by opening up borders, weaken the economic systems, make everyone confused, brainwashed, disoriented, and poor and desperate, vulnerable and dependent, and then pit them against each other, and then come in with the overarching boot, the overarching grip of the Iron State, and conglomerate all political power to subjugate humanity forever. It sounds like a sci-fi movie. It sounds like something that might be ridiculous. And I would have thought it was ridiculous too. I did think it was ridiculous until I started looking into all these details and following people like Ian Carroll and Alex Jones and listening to podcasts like Joe Rogan instead of watching the History Channel. And don't get me wrong, the History Channel's got plenty of great content, but it's got a lot of BS too. Because it's just a corporate network. It's totally influenced and saturated by the deep state in one way or the other. And when you start thinking for yourselves, you start coming to your own conclusions. And sometimes those conclusions are correct. In fact, more times than not, if you're a rational human being, regardless of how intelligent you are, those conclusions are correct. And you start seeing through the lies, which is exactly why they want to censor us here at InfoWars. They want to censor you, and they want to silence, control all speech, all narratives the world over. Because darkness cannot exist in the presence of even the tiniest light, of even the smallest light. It's like that scene from The Lord of the Rings. What was it, the beginning of The Return of the King, or was it the end of The Two Towers, where Frodo's got the light in the jar? I've talked about it before on air. You guys always remind me. Derek, will you remind me what the name of that light was? The Vial of Galadriel. File? P-H-I-A-L, the file of Galadriel. And when he was in the darkest moment, and it's all metaphor for like if you're in combat, if you're going through some terrible thing and you're in this just own personal hell and there seems to be no escape whatsoever and there's this like mysterious beast and you've been betrayed by everyone, you've abandoned your friends or they've abandoned you and you thought you could trust who led you into the cave. It's all a metaphor. That's what's so beautiful about Tolkien. It's what's so amazing about it is it's not some dorky fantasy novel for kids who want to go to the park and dress up like medieval knights and, you know, pretend to cast spells. It's not that. It is the human condition embodied. It's just a type of art that globalists love making fun of at the Olympics. But when you're in this moment of darkness, if you have the Phial of Galadriel, just that small light within, no darkness can exist in the presence of the smallest light. I mean, look at the stars, for example, and the vastness of our universe, the infinite size of outer space, and you can still see a star millions upon millions of light years away. And that's just in one galaxy. It's a small little light that defies the vastness of the all-encompassing darkness that is the nothingness of outer space. It is a symbol for truth amidst lies. We are surrounded, saturated, engulfed by lies from everyone from our brainwashed neighbors to our brainwashed family members, all the way up to the highest levels of our governments and institutions. Our political leaders are even brainwashed. Some of them, most of them, are just lying. After a certain point, you realize the game that you're in and you just keep playing and keep perpetuating this corruption that you're in. But amidst those lies, a small leak is enough to sink the great ship that is the dishonesty of the narrative. A small leak, a small amount of truth can just eliminate and eradicate all of the darkness from these lies, which is why it's more important now than ever that you go to InfoWarsStore.com or that you go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That's DrJonesNaturals.com. And be the reason that places like InfoWars exist, because, folks, there's only, let's not exaggerate. A number of years ago, I would say there were only like three or four places where you could get real reporting, real truth. Now, because of this new renaissance, this great awakening that we're experiencing, the birth of podcasting and things like Russell Brand converting to Christianity and Sean Ryan and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson getting away from the corporate trap that was Fox News and starting his own podcast, now number one on Spotify, there's probably maybe a dozen to two dozen max. I would say between 12 and 18 places where you can consistently go for reliable truth from honest people who are actually dedicating and committing their lives to discovering the truth, reporting, analyzing, and sharing that truth on all social media, on all broadcasts. And that is a scary few. It's like the Justice League of truth. And that's why it's so important that you go to InfoWarsStore.com, because we cannot do this without your support. We cannot be on the air, out of prison, fighting against the New World Order, both within and without our nation's borders, unless you go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's an amazing sale, Save InfoWars Mega Sale. Save up to 60% on top products today. That's Nitric Boost, VasoBeat, Survival Shield. These are all the real deal. My mother-in-law is a nutritionist. She's read the back of the labels of all the products that I have laying around the house. She's impressed. Trust her. She's a smart lady. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products. Not only are you helping keep us on the air, we're not asking for your charity. We're selling you something that's actually valuable, that actually helps you. This is top-of-the-line stuff with key partners that we've had for years, formulas of our supplements that have been developed by top scientists and industry-leading experts. We can't even name some of the names because some people are helping us anonymously, some of these manufacturers, because they want to keep us on the air. They want to help be a part of our success without jeopardizing their ability to do business with others at the same time. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. If you haven't, if you've been thinking about it, I know times are tough. People are strapped. Inflation is terrible, but this is not an expense, folks. This is an investment in your health, and health is the foundation to liberty. Because what is liberty without life, and what is life without health? Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we're still on the air. But let's get back to the news, because I know that's why you're here. And now it's my turn, since I've asked for something from you to give back, to bring back up this erosion of our culture, its intentionality, how it happened in Europe through the European Union, how it's happening in the United States through our wide open border in the South, our wide open border in the North. And that's all in the context of Kamala Harris saying we have to have the courage to stand up against phrases like radical Islamic terrorism, or against phrases like illegal alien, because humans aren't illegal, except for the ones that you want to murder before they're born. But here she is in clip number 29 talking about an immigration bill reinstating DACA and dealing with the Muslim ban.
These last 4 years have been heartbreaking and difficult ones. Children have been separated from their families. Those fleeing persecution have been denied the ability to even apply for refuge. And immigrants, even immigrants who came here legally and have been here a long time, have been subjected to attack and abuse. President-elect Biden and I will work to right the wrongs of these past 4 years and honor and advance America's heritage as a nation of immigrants. We know that immigrants have always made our country stronger, and that's what they are doing today. As we have grappled with the coronavirus pandemic, immigrants are on the front lines.
Immigrants have always made our country stronger.
Keep us safe and healthy, and helping to keep our economy going. As healthcare professionals, caregivers, grocers, and farm workers. And together, we will build a better, more humane immigration system. In our first 100 days, we will send an immigration bill to Congress, reinstate DACA, repeal harmful and discriminatory policies like the Muslim ban. And during our administration, we will repeal indiscriminate enforcement policies that tear families apart and make us less safe. So thank you again for all the work you have done and continue to do. That work is not easy, I know. But I know also that we can deliver the change we need. And President-elect Biden and I are looking forward to working alongside you in the weeks, the months, and the years ahead to usher in not only a better immigration system, but a more just and equitable America.
Okay, here's what she sounds like without a teleprompter. Clip number three.
And talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time.
Say it again
so
if you don't know what it means.
So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children and what that means to the future of our nation, depending on whether or not they have the resources they need to achieve their God-given talent.
These leftists, too, they love to replace words or change the definitions of words. They've done that with democracy, where they use it, and they've even convinced Republicans to use the word democracy. I love Donald Trump, and it was awesome when he used the line, "I took a bullet for democracy." I just wish he would have said, "I took a bullet for republicanism or a republic or for America," because democracy sucks. It's the number one cause of tyranny. I don't think that a single democracy has ever lasted more than 300 years without becoming a tyranny. Republics have, and constitutional republics and representative republics. Our republic has democratic processes, but it's not a democracy. That's BS. So just as they changed the words like anti-Semitism and what that means, I mean, anybody who's against Israel's actions at all now is an anti-Semite, even if they have no problems with Jewish people. Anybody who is against Kamala Harris is a racist or a xenophobe now. Or a misogynist. And they hijack these words, they steal them, they abuse the language just like 1984 to gaslight and manipulate and brainwash the population. And now they're doing it, they have been doing it for several years, with this notion of equity, because equality suddenly isn't good enough anymore. Equality didn't really get them where they wanted to be as a one-party state, did it? 1964 Civil Rights Act passes, and all of a sudden we have equality. Our kids are going to the same schools. We all use the same water fountain now. Equality, equal rights. There's not a single right that men have that women don't also have in the United States of America now that they can vote because of the 19th Amendment. Now that we've accomplished equality and discovered that it has not eradicated all of the injustices that our culture faces, that it has not eradicated poverty, it has not solved the disparity in the wealthiest among us and the poorest among us. In fact, that's expanding rapidly because of inflation. Now that equality just isn't cutting it, maybe we should go for something else. How about equity? It even sounds like equality. But the difference is equality is equal treatment under the law, equal opportunity, fairness by the system. The system is blind to you and your immutable characteristics and just handles each situation with this perfect justice. That's what equality is supposed to be. But equity is equality of outcome. It's a participation ribbon, but in every aspect of your life. So no matter how hard you work or how successful you are or how much value you bring, same outcome. You have the same car. You have the same phone. You have the same internet speeds. You have the same house. You have the same everything. Your wife's just as hot. Everything is the same. Nobody's better than anybody else. It takes equality and just applies it to the back end. And they trick you and they lie to you and they deceive you to try to make you believe that equity is going to make everybody the same amount of rich when really what it is making everyone equally poor. So instead of having unequal levels of prosperity in the country, everybody's wealthy, but just to different degrees, which is basically what the United States accomplished for the first time of any civilization in the history of humankind. I mean, our poverty line is like higher than the average income of how many nations? We accomplished a civilization where our homeless people are fat. That's how rich we got. With equality and capitalism and basically no government interference. But now with equity, instead of being unequally prosperous, they want to make everybody equally poor. It's like breadline stuff. And here's Kamala Harris going off on the difference between equality and equity in clip number 30.
So there's a big difference between equality and equity.
Hell yeah, there is.
Equality suggests
genocide versus
everyone
not.
Get the same amount. The problem with that, not everybody's starting out from the same place. So if we're all getting the same amount, but you started out back there and I started out over here, we could get the same amount, but you're still going to be that far back behind me.
You're still going to be that far back behind me.
It's about giving people the resources and the support they need.
I love how her vernacular changes depending on who she's talking to.
On equal footing and then compete on equal footing.
Equitable. Weed out here in these streets. Do you remember that last week?
We all end up at the same place.
Yeah, so instead of all of us having equal rights, we're going to have equal tyranny. The boot. And she says the gun control is going to be implemented with executive order. It can't be. That's what she thinks. This is clip 28.
...100 days, including right. banning imports of AR-15 assault weapons.
That's right.
President Obama, after Sandy Hook, more than 23 Creepy. Executive actions, and yet here we all are today. In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order, Biden saying there's no constitutional authority Creepy. To issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the Vice President have a point there?
Some things you can. Creepy. Many things you can't.
Let the Senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. Yeah. We've got a constitutional.
And yes, we can.
Okay, so executive order to violate your Second Amendment right to self-defense. And remind me again of all the atrocities that have been committed to human beings, of all the tragedies that civilization has faced on a massive scale. What percentage of them, other than the bubonic plague and maybe a tsunami or a volcano, what percentage of them have been perpetuated by governments again? Can you remind me? All right, Holocaust government. Oh, yeah. A load of more government. Okay, all right. Communism. Yeah. Great Leap Forward government. Okay, 9/11 inside job government. Okay, every single tragedy, seemingly, that has befallen mankind has come from the government, and it's been violent, enforced, and there have been arrests, and people disappear in the middle of the night, and it's Gestapo's having Kristallnacht and just terrorizing communities, and communists, I mean, God, what the things that they've done, the things they still do in the CCP. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so when they talk about coming after your guns because they care so much about your safety, it's just BS, because we know that whether it's the government of the United States of America or any other government in the history of human beings altogether, present, past, and future, there is no conscience among an organization or within organizations that large. Everything's too disjointed, too decentralized, too disconnected for any one person within these organizations, these governments, to feel culpable or accountable for the travesties committed by that organization. Nobody at Enron feels responsible for what Enron did. Nobody at Google feels responsible for what Google does, or what Facebook or Twitter before it was X or others. They all just say, oh yeah, that department's crazy. That department's crazy. Oh yeah, those DEI department, that's crazy. Don't piss them off because you can lose your job. It's not my fault. They pass the buck. They pass it. And then it finally stops at a king or a tyrant or a despot like Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. And boom, genocide, concentration camps, massive arrests, people disappearing. And when the Steve Bannons are in prison, when these J6 protesters are in prison for praying inside the Capitol after the doors were opened by the government, and we know the protesters were infiltrated by the feds themselves, when elections are being stolen, we are in the preceding stages of massive genocide. You realize that, folks. Genocide committed on the American people by the deep state for the sake of globalization and conglomeration of power so they can subjugate humanity forever. That's what we're on the cusp of, right before our eyes. And so, not only do they want to take away your guns, not only do they want to make sure you're totally poor by using equity as a moral virtue while they debase Catholicism or Christianity or the Renaissance itself at the Olympics. But they also want to discourage you from having any children. And the reason they want to do that is because they understand that if you have children, your values are more likely to shift in a conservative direction. Not that you'll become a Republican per se, or become a conservative per se, but that suddenly there's something more important to you than the state in your life. When you have a family, you care more about that kid than any government or any law or any guy knocking at your door saying they have a warrant. You care more about that kid, and that's that feels like adultery to the state. Hey, we thought you were married to us. Why are you cheating on us by having children with some other woman? And so they want to scare you out of having children, have the population reduced to justify the replacement migration into the country, to sabotage the culture, to divide the people, make them more dependent on the government. And then you give away all of your freedom for the sake of relief. It's like that scene from the Titanic, the movie, after the passenger was shot. And he falls down. He'd been a friend to one of the other characters. And as the ship is sinking, a character is just desperately trying to untie the life vest from his shot friend so he can put on the life vest while the ship sinks in the Titanic. That's the level of desperation we will get to as a civilization on a massive scale if we allow these leftists into power to take over. We'll be so hungry, so in need of healthcare, so in need of housing, I mean, just essential fundamental things that they want us to be desperate for and clinging to and just at their mercy for. And then you come in and say, all right, we'll do that. We'll give you this and that. Have a little bit of food. But you got to tell us when your neighbor says something against the state. Or you know which way you're going to vote, right? Because we're going to be looking over your shoulder at the ballot box. Or why don't you just stay home this year and not vote? We'll submit a ballot for you. And then you're done for. And then that's it. This is clip number 80. I want to run it real quick. I think we have enough time before we go to break.
I've heard young leaders talk with me about a term they've coined called climate anxiety. Right? Which is fear of the future and the unknown, of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children, whether it makes...
Yeah, don't have kids, folks. Planet's going to burn up. Might as well just not have them. Go ahead and die off old in a nursing home provided to you by the government. Because there's nobody that's going to love you enough to take care of you when you're the last one you know alive. And the whole point of having kids is so you're not a burden on anybody else when you're old, right? I mean, it's actually better for everybody. Stay with us. All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones